We've been talking about housing in Florence, more specifically how the lack of available housing is affecting businesses in the community in Florence. Up now, we've got Chief Administrative Officer of Peace Harbor Hospital, Jason Hawkins. Jason, thanks for being here. How are things?
Good. Glad to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
We've heard from the school district and from Three Rivers Casino, all of whom are having trouble finding housing for staff and teachers, and jobs are going unfilled. Let's talk a bit about staffing at the hospital. What are some of the unique concerns that come up when staffing in the healthcare industry, and how has housing affected that for
you?
Yeah,
it'd probably be best to probably start out with a little bit of a view. We have about 500 plus employees on campus, probably hiring somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 to 10 new hires every month, either because of growth that's happening in the healthcare industry or because of transition. Some people retire, some people move back to maybe with mom and dad from Nebraska or wherever they may be from. So, every week we're experiencing things. We do, I think, a good bit about trying to remain, attractive as an employer because, a lot of folks who are wanting to work in Florence are looking for smaller community hospitals. So we want to be, competitive with, wage and benefits, maybe sign-on bonuses to help with the transition. And arguably the single biggest issue, is people relocating here to Florence because of housing. It's been that way. I've been here almost 4 years now. It was a challenge when Deanna and I moved here, and certainly it's the challenge has grown exponentially in the last 4 years for us, for sure.
So what are people doing? How many people are actually having trouble finding housing?
I would say everybody that's relocating to Florence to work at Peace Health, Peace Harbor, is having a challenge. So, we oftentimes during the recruitment process and as it becomes obvious they choose to sign on, we have opportunities. We have lists of people that have apartments that we kind of connect them with those individuals. We try to supplement those conversations. And when they start with a department, there might be 10, 15 people in a department, and they're all surrounding that person and trying to say, here's a place, there's a place you might want to consider. If you have pets and you're trying to rent, that just completely, shortens the list of where you might be able to go, for sure.
Right. Are there employees or groups of employees who have more of a difficult time?
No, I think, yes, the answer to that. If we, some of our folks that come here that may be single parents with a couple kids, when you consider child care costs and the cost of apartments or housing, it really makes it very, very difficult for them to relocate here to Florence for that. And, and again, we're kind of competing in that kind of rural, smaller community environment. So if someone's choosing to be a nurse in Portland, and they've made a decision, I want to kind of get out of that high cost of living in that urban environment, and maybe I grew up in a smaller town and I'd like to go back to my roots. We're competing with some of those other small towns who don't have those housing costs.
Right. And do we have a group of visiting nurses or temporary employees that are also looking for?
Sure. And, I should mention, there's, I think most of us know, long before the pandemic and there's a shortage, a workforce shortage that seems to be hitting most of our employers across all of our sectors. Healthcare fundamentally had kind of a healthcare worker shortage to begin with nationally. So we were already kind of in this position where we were really highly competitive to be kind of the market choice to work. And, we have oftentimes for every position that becomes available, we post a traveling position to cover that, especially in nursing, and that's a 12 weeks. So it takes us about 12 weeks to hire somebody till they interview and then consider the opportunities. They're interviewing other places. So we often bring a traveler in to supplement that while there's an opening. And it's actually difficult for even travelers to relocate here, even though as part of the arrangement with the company, we're paying that company an hourly rate plus a stipend for housing. And they're having a difficult time, even their stipend that they get from the organization that they work for, to cover the cost of what it is to travel to work in Florence as well. So we've had travelers who, even from an RV perspective, a lot of traveling nurses, some, not all, probably 25%, do this across the country and have their own RV. Well, there's no RV slots either. available for folks either, or not the inventory we used to see for that as well.
Right. That's not one we've heard before. I know that some people are using RVs or, you know, finding other places, rooms in people's houses, things like that. What's the turnover amongst healthcare workers in Florence? Andy G was saying, you know, teachers stay about 5 years sometimes. And
It really varies. I think our turnover rates are a little better than industry standards. I think we're slightly below 8% the last time I looked at that, which is pretty good, really. There's always a degree of that, you know, just like I said. And with the pandemic, I think across the country, there were a number of people that were towards the end of their career. And because of different situations, they've decided to, retire and those kind of things. The other thing that we've noticed, too, that the housing situation has kind of caused is that we've had people leave, you know, the area, leave our employment to kind of collapse back into a household in another community because it was difficult. The price, you know, the total cost of living, because there's only so much to go around, right? What's the child care cost? What's the housing cost? What's the groceries? Those kinds of insurance. So they found a way to really, I got to find a way to kind of co-share that cost. And so they've either consolidated in with a sibling, maybe in Eugene, Springfield. So we've lost a few employees for those reasons that they just need to figure out how they're going to make ends meet.
You talked a little bit about this, but are there issues that are really unique to Florence just in general, but also because the housing inventory is so low here?
You know, I think it's unique in a good way and a bad way. This is such – when people come in for an interview, many of them, if they're looking for this type of community environment, fall in love with Florence immediately as they pull down river and into the community. And we are just a beautiful town. You have the ocean, obviously, on one side, and this neat little town tucked in, surrounded by hundreds of thousands of acres of national forest. And it is breathtaking for many folks. But with that is not a lot of opportunity for expansion for housing.
Right.
So that is, I think, a unique characteristic that's a good and kind of bad for us in some ways.
Yeah, it keeps it small, but what do you do with people as we grow? Mm-hmm. We've got a large retirement population here, and Peace Harbor is one of the gems of Florence. Mm-hmm. How's the community affected by this issue with the hospital?
Yeah, our board of directors have often said that when people choose to come to Florence to consider retiring, like I said, for all the reasons I just mentioned about the climate and the atmosphere and geography, but they really want to know, can I get a physician and can I get access to care? And before they make that decision, because they know they're at a point in life where probably they're going to need those services a little more often, even if it's just, you know, going in a couple times a year to make sure everything's working all right and medications are okay. So they need to have some comfort level that there's access to those services. So I think it's a pivotal decision on retirees choosing to relocate here and continue to enjoy our beautiful community.
Does income have anything to do with this? Do, for instance, you know, higher paid CEOs or whatever have an easier time coming into Florence? I know that our starter housing is real low and high priced right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if, you know, whether you're certain, you know, highly compensated positions will have an easier time, you know, finding a way to afford a $400,000 or $500,000 home or even an apartment rental is, you know, can be, you know, north of $1,500 a month. And,
yeah,
and that can be very challenging for folks that aren't in that same bracket, for sure.
I know that the casino is looking at ways to kind of create its own housing for its employees. They're looking for 90 positions right now, and they have been for a while. The school is actually looking at building for its employees. Does the hospital consider anything like this?
Or? Yeah, you know, the conversations are definitely escalating within Peace Health, not only for Florence, but in some of our other rural community hospitals that we have, like Ketchikan and Peace Island, for sure. But yeah, we certainly are looking at that. We have develop some preferred relationships with certain renters, landlords in town that kind of, because we can, especially from a traveler perspective, we can almost guarantee, you know, somebody's in there for about 12 weeks. And I think some of the landlords are know that they're comfortable in that environment for sure. And we understand that kind of what's somewhat happened to the housing inventory is that people have bought second homes, and that's okay. You know, that's they're entitled to do that. And some people have gone from having, you know, in a rental market to instead of having long-term leases, they do the Airbnbs, and that's caused also some challenges. And we know those things are happening, and that's all part of the market dynamics as well. So the inventory has dried up,
right.
You know, and for healthcare, we just keep growing all the time, right? Every year we're busier than we were the year before, usually double-digit growth, you know, for us.
Right. So. And we watch the city council, you know, dealing with these issues and trying to, come at it from a community point of view. But right now we're hearing that individual employers and large employers are really taking it on themselves. What do you think about that dynamic?
You know, I think you can go back in history of the company towns. You know, we're from Pennsylvania originally, and you know the coal towns were always the company town, the company store, company housing. You worked there, you lived there, you bought your groceries there, your company doctor. So it's not like it's not been done before. It's how employers had to do things to ensure that there's an adequate workforce to take care of your community. So I think it's a kind of a natural ebb and flow, and I think it's happening in different places in the country. And I know Peace Health is going to continue to look at where our role is in that space for our community.
Absolutely. What other things do you think listeners need to know, people in the community who have made this their home and you know, worry about schools and healthcare?
Yeah. Well, I think the one thing I would say is that Peace Health is fairly strategic in their thought processes, and I think this was not something that particularly caught them off guard, and that's why we have such an aggressive recruitment strategy it's why we have travelers to come in and backfill things for us. That's why we offer the compensation and benefit packages, and like I said, sign-on bonuses to continue to attract people. We really do a great job, like I said, surrounding our new hires and helping them acclimate to the community. Our board does a good job with that too. We'll actually kind of send out a blast email, and we have a new hire somewhere, and does anyone have any possibilities? We have a new ER physician coming, and I know she's coming back to the Pacific Northwest and is excited, and you know, we're trying to find some housing for her as well. And during the recruitment process, especially for those that are relocating, oftentimes we'll connect them with a local realtor to try to do those kind of things as well. So I think those are things we're really trying to do our best. It's a difficult environment, but we know we're only as good as the people that work here.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say?
I just really want to say thank you for the opportunity to share that what we saw as a concern probably 4 years ago has grown, you know, more exponentially for various reasons in the market. And let people know that we're working very hard, both short-term and long-term, to try to alleviate that and do our best to serve our community.
That's Jason Hawkins, Chief Administrative Officer of Peace Harbor Hospital. Jason, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to share some time with you.
Thank you. Coming up next on the July edition of Our Town, I'll hand it back over to George Henry. He'll be getting the latest from Peace Harbor Hospital's Sherry Payne and Dr. Heather MacArthur on COVID-19.